Christ the perfect pattern for youth. He was obedient and respectful. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Hebrews 5:8. If you are seeking to reflect the life and character of Christ, you will be true and obedient to your parents. You will show your love for them by your willing obedience. Not one can be truly good and great who has not learned to yield his will first to his parents and then to God, and to obey with alacrity. Those who learn to obey are the only ones who will be fitted to command. By learning the lessons of obedience, children are not only honoring their parents and lightening their burdens, but they are pleasing one higher in authority. Honor thy father and thy mother is a positive command. Children who treat their parents with disrespect and disregard their wishes not only dishonor them, but break the law of God. The earlier the will is made to yield to the will of the parents, and the more complete the submission, the less difficult it will be to yield to the requirements of God. And none can hope for the love and blessing of God who do not learn obedience to his commandments and stand up firmly against temptation. His, Christ's life, was characterized with firmness, yet he was ever respectful and obedient. He was a perfect pattern for all youth. Ever he manifested deference and respect for age. The religion of Jesus will never lead any child to be rude and uncourteous. The infinite eye can search the heart and read every defect in the character. He does not estimate youth by their outward appearance, but from the goodness they possess at heart, which can only be gained by watchfulness and prayer. He marks their deportment to their parents and the family circle. If they are respectful, kind, affectionate, and truly polite, their characters are recorded in the books of heaven as valuable.